Tip number two for Hillary soloing in this A group, like shuffle groove in A. She's got all the notes and the rhythms are fine. I'd like to hear some more expressive elements. I haven't heard pretty much any like bends or vibrato or the two big, you know, the bends, vibrato, and like hammers and pull-offs are the, I think, the three biggest ones. Or maybe slides are up there too. And double stops are maybe a little less common, but bends and vibrato for sure. So let's just hear some. Not every position has lots of bends in it. It's tougher to bend the lower strings anyway. Generally, you look for the higher strings on the right side of the fingering so you can bend up to the left side. Or no, I mean the left side of the fingering so you can use finger three instead of finger one.
I'm sorry.
I said it the right way in the first place. The right side of the finger so you can use finger three to bend.
Right. So there's not a bend here.
Right there, you can go. Yeah, there may not be many bends in certain positions.
I mean, will you usually bend two frets, or do you try to just keep it one fret?
No, I think you mean whole step bends are common, but I think what you mean is if it's a minor third, you generally don't, unless you're Buddy Guy.
Right.
That's a common one. Now you're coming to life.
So, when I bend, it's connected to my right side of my mouth. I have to kind of go like that. I'm trying to implement this in this.
No.
No.
No. You don't have to stack them on top of each other. Let's just do the bends and vibrato for a little while. Thank you. I think that sounds good. And you know how to spend time on that at home. So I think we can move on. But before we change gears to a different groove, this is a more subtle one. It's not a main thing to work on. It's just something to be aware of. And this is, before I tell you what it is, it's aesthetic in nature, so the way I hear it is just the way I hear it, and it doesn't mean anything. It's just an opinion. You can take it for what it's worth. To me, your swung eighth notes sounds a little heavy-handed, like... It sounds a little like, maybe a little too much swing. And it could just be that you're just picking too hard. Maybe if it was, I don't know, maybe if it was the exact same rhythmic. Can you hear the difference?
Yeah.
That's probably all it is. But just in case it might be something else, you could also explore just evening out the amount of swing a little sometimes. See if I could do it. This is all swing, like all triplets. Did you hear it even out a little bit in the middle there? I'm gonna do it again. I'll get the triplets going. I flatten them out a little. It's almost like I'm leaning towards, but not quite, playing regular eighth notes. Which kind of sounds wrong when I do it deliberately. Sounds wrong against the triplet. But this is a subtle thing, but...
So, back to the first point. So, do you think it's just I'm picking too hard?
I think you pick hard in general. And you could just relax your picking game. Yeah. Consider like which setting you're on the amp too, like, or on the guitar even, like your thing is all the way down, like your five-way switch is all the way up, which is the darkest tone. Maybe you brighten it up a little. It's all artistic discretion, but you might not have to pick as hard when you're brighter. Well, that's all the way bright. Be careful of that one. People tend to overuse that one, but. And that's single coil. Maybe we never talked about this too. Positions 4 and 2 mean single coil, like it's only one of the pickups.
Right.
It has a certain sound. Positions 5, 3, and 1 have at least two out of the three pickups.
Right. Which one has all the pickups?
I don't think it is. No. I think you have the back one is the neck and the middle. Right now you're in position 5. I'm recording this, so.
Okay.
Play a little bit. The darker the pickup, the more it's towards the tuning fork, the tuning pegs. So now position 4, I'm no expert on this though, position 4 will be the next position.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's only the neck pickup, single coil. So still kind of dark. And it sounds thinner, but it sounds cooler. It's got like a Strat sound. People love those. I love those. I'm not saying they're bad, like worse. And then the middle switch, I think, is just the middle. Although I could be wrong, I'm no expert on this. Some Strat lover is gonna laugh at me. And then the next one, I think, is the middle pickup and the bridge pickup. Oh, I think I got it wrong. Because that's single coil. That's probably... I don't know, we'll have to look it up. And then the last one is only the bridge pickup. Yep, that's an area I'm not expert about. I'm more of a Gibson guy. You should look it up though. So see if that helps you pick lighter, one of those settings. Good, we're gonna move on.